How do we know we've got the right God? I mean, people in other religions think they've got the right God too.
The difference is that Jesus rose from the dead to save us. No one else has done that. You're tuned in to Keys for Kids, and my name is Zach. I'm glad you stopped by today. Let's get started. Happy Easter, everybody. Jesus is risen. He is risen indeed. Maybe you say that in your church, but what does it mean? Jesus died to pay for our sins, but he also beat death by coming back to life. That's why God is the only real God. He's not a dead idol made from wood. He's alive and powerful, and he loves you so much he sent his son Jesus to save you from having to pay for the bad stuff you've done. And now for our story, it's called The Living God. Piper looked out the window of the city train as it sped past a tall building. Inside, she could see people kneeling in front of a large statue. Wow, Piper thought. I knew people in other countries worshipped and prayed to idols, but these people are in the same city where I live. She turned to her dad. How do you know if you've got the right God? She asked bluntly. I mean, don't all those people in the building we just passed think they've got the right God too? I'm sure they do, Dad replied. But the Bible tells us there is only one God, and he created everything, including people. So that's why we believe in him? Because he's so powerful? Piper asked. But don't other people think their gods are powerful too? I guess they do, said Dad. Let's think about it. What other reasons do we have for believing in our God as the only true God? Well, Piper said, he sent his son Jesus to die for us. That shows he really loves us. Good, and there's still more, Dad replied. Jesus died for us, and then what did he do? He rose from the dead, said Piper. That's right, said Dad. Many people saw him after he had risen. That's the difference. No other religion in the world has a living Savior. Piper thought about that for a minute. So even though people make their own gods and worship them, our God is different. He's the only one who's alive. Right, said Dad. And he's the only one who can hear and answer prayers. Idols made out of wood, stone, or gold are just that. Pieces of wood, stone, or gold. They can't hear us or help us with our problems. But Jesus died and rose again to save us from our biggest problem of all, sin. And he's always with us and listens to us when we pray. And that's why we need to trust in him and tell other people about him, said Piper, so they can know him as their Savior too. Yes, Dad said. We need to tell others about the living God and all he's done for us. So how about you? Did you know that many people around the world worship idols made of wood or stone? Perhaps people in your own family or culture pray to statues they say are gods. But no matter how hard you pray, pieces of wood or stone can't do anything to help you. But Jesus is the Son of the living God, and he died and rose again to save you. Trust him as your Savior. For more information about trusting Jesus, check out the Have You Heard the Good News section on page 102 of the Keys for Kids print devotional. And then tell others about him. Our key verse is Luke 24:6.
Jesus is not here, but is risen.
And our key thought today, Jesus is alive. If you love the Keys for Kids stories every day, you can read them now on your Nook or Kindle. Grab a parent and go to keysforkids.net and click shop. Jump into his word today with the Keys for Kids devotional and get the ebook at keysforkids.net and click shop. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids and happy Easter. He is risen. He is risen indeed.